Shulchan Aruch in Resh Mem Zayin and Ora Hayim talks about the delivery of mailing letters before Shabbat. Is it permissible or is it not? Of course, we're talking about over here where the people that are delivering are goyim. And the question would become, is it permissible to drop a letter in a mailbox me'erev Shabbat, and the goy will come and empty the mailbox and take it and deliver it on Shabbat? Well, Shulchan Aruch gives a very clear rule that so long as you paid the goy a fixed price, that's called katzatz, so then you could even give it to the goy on Erev Shabbat, and you didn't tell him when to deliver it. He'll deliver it whenever he wants, and since he's getting paid, he's doing it for himself. He's not doing it for the Jew. Therefore, we could say that when a person mails a letter, he puts a stamp on the letter. The stamp is the payment. That's already the price of the mailing of the letter. When he puts it in the post box, the mailbox, before Shabbat, he's not telling the goy when to deliver it. Even though the goy himself says, I'm coming and I'm going to deliver it on Shabbat, there's a sign on the post box that says he's going to empty it out on Shabbat itself. It doesn't matter. Even if he's telling me he's going to do it, I didn't ask him to do it. He's doing it on his own. To me, it doesn't make a difference if he comes and empties the mailbox and delivers it on Shabbat or Motzei Shabbat or Sunday or Monday. And therefore, clearly it is permissible, according to the halakha, to put a letter with postage in a mailbox before Shabbat. Not only that, the goy is coming not only for my letter. He's coming because there's other letters in the mailbox also. And he's not coming because of me, because his job, the government tells him he has to pick up the mail. This is all the sevarot that the rabbi called Shvut Yaakov writes in his Teshuvot in Chelek Bet, in Siman Membet, where he talks about the heter. And this is the way all the poskim, Hacham Avadya alav Shalom, Hacham Ben Zion alav Shalom, all a matir to drop a letter in a mailbox before Shabbat, even though you know the goy is going to go on Shabbat and he's going to do it. I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbat. The second question, which is a byproduct of this, would be, is it permissible on Erev Shabbat to leave a letter in your own mailbox on your house with a stamp on it, so the postman will come and pick it up on Shabbat? Well, there's a few issues that have to be discussed here. Seemingly, and after thinking about it, we had a shiur on it this morning, and going back with the different sevarot, it's clear to me now that there should be no difference between putting it in your mailbox or putting it in the mailbox on the street. I didn't tell the goy to come and take it. I put it in the mailbox. Did I tell him to take it today? And if he doesn't take it today, do I care if he takes it tomorrow or the next day? I put it there with a stamp. He decided to take it the next run that he had on Shabbat. That's his prerogative. There shouldn't be a difference between putting it in a mailbox or putting it in your own personal mailbox, as long as you didn't give the goy a specific instruction to take it on Shabbat. This is what seems now clear to me. However, you could argue, hey, but the goy is coming into your property on Shabbat and taking something, and there's a marit ayin, and the people are going to think that maybe you gave it to the goy on Shabbat. I don't think that applies by postal workers, because everybody knows that postal workers walk on your porch every single day of the week. They know that's his job. So nobody's going to think, oh, you brought the postman to give him a letter on Shabbat on a marit ayin. Normally, we're strict to have workers come in and out of your house on Shabbat. But shaking a post worker, there's no marit ayin. Everybody knows thee. The only problem that I will say that one should be concerned about is not by putting a letter on Erev Shabbat. Sometimes the mailman comes on Shabbat, and you give the mailman the letter on Shabbat. That's for sure asur. because you're not allowed to give a goy, even if it's katzatz, you cannot give him the two to do the job on Shabbat. That is clear from Siman Neshen and Bet, Halacha Bet. You cannot give the goy the item, even though it's katzatz. Sometimes the mailman, you see him on the porch, oh, do me a favor, Bob, here, take this letter, do me a favor to take it. No, that's asur. The question that we grappled with would be, some mailboxes have this flag that they put up in order to signify to the mailman that there's a letter in the box that needs to be taken. So, the Chaura, putting that flag up can run into two problems. If you're putting it up, let's say, after the mailman came on Friday, the mailman left already, the mailman's not coming back till Shabbat, and now you put the flag up. That flag is like telling the goy, hey, take the letter. It's different than just leaving a letter in a mailbox. Leave a letter in a mailbox, do whatever you want. Well, take it, that's what I don't care. But when you're putting the flag up, could be that's already telling you, hey, pay attention, there's a letter over here. That could be worse. That could be like an amirah on Shabbat. Furthermore, if you're putting the flag up on Shabbat, you could have a problem of hachana, because you're preparing it for the next time he comes, let's say, on Monday's delivery. So already you put the flag up for something that you don't need till after Shabbat. So while la'alacha will be lenient, l'ma'aseh, to put letters in a mailbox, to keep letters on your personal mailbox, even with postage on it, because at the end of the day, it's katzatz, and you didn't tell the goy when to take it and how to take it, and you didn't give any instructions, and therefore the ka'ura, it should be permissible. And even with a flag, that's the case where a person should be more concerned about. By putting the flag after the postman came on Friday, so you're putting the flag up, that means for the next delivery, that you're giving him a signal, hey, take this letter, and now it's like you're instructing to do something on Shabbat. I know you didn't say it, but the flag is remizah. It's like you're telling him to do it. That would be a concern. Or to lift the flag on Shabbat for the next delivery after Shabbat clearly would be a problem of hachana. But leave the flag issue on the mailbox. The chaura, it should be permissible to leave letters in a personal mailbox on Shabbat. And this is the way it seems that the poskim Rosh Shlomo Miller as well from Toronto also was mekel in such cases.